Blijkbaar gaan we hebben mentioned near the desert. He was referred to by the rabbis as the Baron von Munchausen of the Talmud.
That's right.
Munchausen,
yes.
I think he was a real German writer, but he had a habit of telling tall tales.
Yes.
Okay, so the Rabbanim in the, refer to him, probably behind that as the Baron von Munchausen of the Talmud.
Yes. But this, some say that the Robert Zucrusa is a bit like Mitchell, but Munchausen is more apparent. But the concept, there's a principle with regard to the Agadot of the sages, that most of them should not be taken literally. They have deeper significance. We know Rabbi Baba Chana was a great Talmud Chacham. So therefore, if you look through the 29 episodes of situations which are explained by the Maharal of Prague, by the Gaon of Vilna, by the Beis Halevi, as being symbolic. You can't take them literally. So, to recap, I'll just Tamoche Tasfina. And Bava Basra deals really with questions of business ethics. So it describes the question, how does a person sell a ship or a boat? Kamoche Tasfina. So they start many episodes that had to do with people having shipwrecks and so on. Also the famous Dafayomi. So Rameh Shapira, when he presented it, he also presented it in the light of the Sfina, the ship that gives us the opportunity to save our lives. Because so one of the sages says, I was in a shipwreck and was about to sink, but then I grasped hold of a Dafshel Sfina. I had a board from the ship, from the boat, and I was clinging to this daf. Daf means a board. This daf also means a sfina, means a plank. My hand, this plank, and it saved my life. Because with this, I was able, every wave that came on top of me, so I was able to float on top of it. Until I was able to get out of the storm, and I was saved. It says, this is the daf shel sfina, is the daily daf. And it's very interesting. In his time, it took hold of many Jews. But there's never been a period when the daf shel sfina has become so widespread. Even today, the Daf of Halakha, which Dirshu introduced, it's also now got 50, 60,000 people studying it. I'm pleased also there's a group that's studying it. And I want to suggest that you should, when we started it here a few years ago, when we started the cycle, we were able to get the tests in English as well. So if Rav Goldstein is not able to get them for you in English, you should ask Rav Waldman, whose daughter-in-law is one of the people who work in the office there, maybe to get the tests in English. Make it easier for you. That's the Dafshel Sfina. So I'll just repeat it again. We'll try to understand the symbolic meaning and taking together some of the comments of the Maral on it and of the Beit Halevi and also of the Oruf Lener. It's Minchas Oni. Perhaps the most speaks a great deal about it. So, there are certainly many of the episodes referred to here which refer to the survival of the people of Israel and the stormy seas that so often have threatened the lives of the people of Israel. And there they decide, according to the authority of the sages, you can say it's a form of intelligent democracy. Because the concept of vox populi, vox dei, which is spread already, the Greek concept in Athens, decisions were made by the wisest people, and they didn't take notice of the plebeians, the ordinary people, the hedjotim. So even there, it was also a select group that made the decisions, both theoretical and practical. So the concept of just vox populi, it often leads to anarchy, because it has also obviously the concept of democracy. Really, it's often the source of the worst and most corrupt dictatorship. If there are big democrats that people enjoy and like, ordinary people, or even good, many people who don't have good qualities, so they're going to put a wicked person in charge. That was how it was. The Nazis were elected by the people, and the majority. So